What's up, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here. It's some extra cheese for you on a Sunday morning after the Packers conclude their 2021 draft. NFL throwing on their shindig in Cleveland. Packers decided to participate and welcome a bunch of new Packers into the fold. And of course, I got to start off one place and one place only with the official Cheesehead TV review, the official Cheesehead TV NFL draft review. Here it comes right there on your screen. That's it. That's right. Nobody knows. And hey, shout out to Matt LaFleur for admitting as much and saying as much, you know, a microphone yesterday during his press conference. Very excited. New blood in the system. New guys to come and represent the green and gold, put on the G and carry it, but nobody knows. Anxious to see him on a football field, though. Very excited. I do find it interesting. The reaction to this draft has been very positive, and I'm here for it. Any positivity you guys can send the Packers way, especially in these trying times, I am very much for it. But the fact remains, we know nothing about this draft that, you know, we didn't know about last year's draft that everybody was down on. The mystery is just as sharp this year as it was last year, even though everybody was adamant, not everybody, but a lot of people were adamant last year's draft was terrible. We've seen a lot of praise for this year's draft. Fact is, both are completely unknowable, and we have to let them play out. But don't let me ruin your vibe. I hope you're having a good time loving up on these new players. And hey, there's something for everybody, right? There's a new shiny wide receiver we get to get excited about. There's cornerback depth. There's a big man. Kenny finally got some help. I mean, yeah, I'm there for it. And of course, bolstering the offensive line. All the best for Jordan Love, right? It's good to be back. Good to be back with you folks. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Danny, greetings from Florida. Hello from New York City. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. Kevin, trade Rodgers, hashtag Team Goot. We don't negotiate with terrorists, Corey Banky. You guys are great. Love the Hill pick. Kyle, yeah, got it. That was the other position I forgot to mention. Yes, so a third back. Put him in the rotation there. You're going to need three backs. I did love some of the initial ignorant reaction after that pick. Like, why did they sign Jones? Because he's a superstar. This pick has nothing to do with Aaron Jones. And you need three backs. You got to be, got to be able to roll three in this league. No doubt about it. It's Jordan Love is not it. Your Twitter is not it, dude. If that's a real thought in your head, you have no idea what he is. Nobody does. He's a complete unknown. But, you know, enjoy typing ignorance publicly if that's your thing. It's cool. Love this year's draft, but what do I know? I like the Love and Dylan picks last year. That's fine, Nick. It's good. Just love up on it. I'm all for it. Root for them by all means. Goodness knows we want them to succeed. We want them to be good. But we don't know. We have no idea. None. Zero. Zip. Aaron, we're all going to ask. Well, I don't know about Zest Up Life, but you seem to be the only one asking at this point. But odds, 12 leaves versus stays. Never tell me the odds. But my bet is he'll be back for at least one more year. He'll be back under center week one for the Green Bay Packers. And then probably gone. But we'll see. I gotta tell you, I was impressed. You only asked draft pick questions when everyone else was slobbering over every Rodgers question. Kyle, well, thanks, but I don't, you know, there were lots of other people asking draft questions. I wasn't the only one. Ross Uglum, Andy Herman. And look, the Rodgers thing, it's a huge story. It's gotta be asked. I'm just glad I don't have to ask it. You know, I don't ask it because I know there are plenty of other people asking Rodgers questions. Trust me, I got plenty to ask about when it comes to 12 and his relationship with the front office, but that is obviously very well covered territory that I don't need to add to that mix. Yeah, I'm much more interested in the draft, but it's gotta be asked about. I don't begrudge anyone asking about Rodgers. Makes sense to me. Excited for the season, and it's only May. Title of this video, good squad. I'm thinking Super Bowl. For those of you, the OGs, remember that quote from a sideline conversation between Aaron Rodgers and Charles Woodson back in the day in a preseason game after they have obviously come out. And Aaron Rodgers says, I think we got a pretty good squad. What do you think, C. Wood? And Woodson just looks at him and says, good squad. I'm thinking Super Bowl. It's fucking awesome. One of the greatest sound bites. Greg, thanks for the super chat. You win games on the field, not on paper, so we'll see who won the draft in the next couple of years. Love the last 3 days on Zoom with you guys. Thank you, Greg. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to everybody who stopped by any part of the proceedings over the last 3 days. We did have a ton of fun. Myself in the studio, Corey at his home in Green Bay, and everybody else on Zoom around the world. It was a ton of fun. And when I say around the world, I legit, man, we had people, Australia, we had London, we had Ireland, Scotland, Berlin, the Philippines, Brazil, literally all over the world. Packer fans, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for showing up. You have to believe his silence says something, right? Cheers from Brazil. I mean, I think he'll let this play out. He'll let it set the dust settle a little bit, and then he'll come out and say something, most likely walk it back a bit. I know he had his comments to Mike Tirico at the Kentucky Derby yesterday. Didn't do an on-camera interview, but said he was disappointed the news had got out. But he loves Green Bay, et cetera, et cetera. I do think he'll walk this back a little bit. I think he will certainly cop to being disgruntled, but that's my guess anyway. We'll see. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. 9 draft picks. Don't care. Give me Yoshi Nyman. Somebody, after they took their second offensive lineman yesterday, someone in the chat said, Yoshi Nyman has demanded a trade. Oh, so good. Oh. As Negler just said, nobody knows. The guy never had an offseason last year. Have some patience. Yeah, nobody's got Rebecca, stop making sense, please. Nobody's got patience these days. You know that. Love getting some furniture movers up front after getting pushed around by the Bucks twice last year. That's a really good point, Terry. Yeah, I mean, it is very clear that Brian wants to get bigger and more physical up front along the offensive line. There is zero doubt about it. And he said as much. But, you know, you guys say that kind of thing all the time about wanting to get bigger and faster and more aggressive, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, he made mention of it the second time we talked to him this weekend, and he made good on it, man. They've brought in some, maybe not road graders, but some big physical dudes, no doubt about it. What are the chances? There you go. Now, whoever that was before, you're right. Everyone's asking now. What are the chances that Aaron Rodgers is back with the Packers? The chances are good. Very good. Any chance Jake Hansen competes for the starting center job? Kyle, if he takes a big step, what he showed last summer is not going to get it done. But, hey, that was his rookie year. Lots can happen. We've seen guys mature and develop over the course of a single year before. So throw him in the mix. But we'll see. But, yeah, it looked too big for him last year. Dustin, thanks again for the super chat. Forget Clark. Imagine Yosh and Raji side by side. Nick Slayton is a beast, yeah. Mountain of a man. What makes me say the chances of Rodgers being back are good? What are his options? The Packers are not trading him. He can sit out. He can try and go Carson Palmer. The Packers aren't trading him. He can sit out to the point where he says he's going to retire. The Packers will own his rights whenever he wants to come back. If he wants to go and host Jeopardy, cool, man. Go ahead. The Packers have his rights for 3 years, and they're not trading him. So what are his options? That's why he's thrown this bomb. That's all the leverage he has. It's making the public opinion sway to his side overwhelmingly so that the Packers move off their position, which, by the way, they're not going to do. They're not firing Brian Gutekunst, which, if you believe the Yahoo Sports Report, is exactly what he wants. They're not doing that. His options are limited, and he knows this. That's why I say it. Brian, thanks for the super chat. So happy to see the Draft Industrial Complex walking back into the sea. Great content of the weekend next. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for joining us. WM, thanks for the super chat. Rodgers becomes back-to-back MVP and wins a championship. How much is he worth next summer? What kind of draft haul are we looking at? Significant. I mean, I still have a hard time imagining someone giving up multiple firsts for a guy who's pushing, getting close to 40. But I've been shocked before, so we'll see. Can we have a Nagler gut reactions for the draft? No. Here, wait a second. Here you go. Here's your gut reactions. There you go. You're welcome. I live to serve. Who's more likely to be traded, Love or Rodgers? Neither of them. Vegas take that off the board in Vegas. Neither one of them is being traded. Nags, it's been 24 hours and our picks have done nothing. Too soon to call them a bust. I appreciate you, Joseph. That's good stuff. We got an issue. Rodgers is a plague? No, come on now. Come on. Rodgers is disgruntled. He's upset. And he has every right to be. I get it. Look, the Packers are not blameless. I know people think I'm a shill for the Packers and, oh, I'm just bootlicking and I'm so scared of losing my access, which is fucking adorable, by the way. Anyone who says that has no idea how any of this works. But, yeah, no, the Packers are not blameless here, especially Mark Murphy. To me, he is the biggest problem at 1265 Lombardi when it comes to what has clearly deteriorated into a major issue for the Packers. Mark was there the first time around. He saw it all. He saw all the problems. He saw all the issues with Brett. Now, granted, at that point, he was new on the job. I get it. But he's the one person with some on-the-job training in this fucking scenario. Now, you fast forward to Rodgers, and you think, okay, you've got a new GM, a young guy who wants to get his own quarterback. You know they talked about it. You know. Brian Gutekunst told Mark Murphy, look, there's a chance I could take a quarterback, blah, blah, blah. It was incumbent upon Murphy to tell Brian Gutekunst, you got to inform Aaron Rodgers. I understand that's not normally how we operate, but it's Aaron freaking Rodgers. All of us would have been out of a job a long time ago if it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers. You got to tell him that there's a chance we take a quarterback early in this draft. That was Murphy's one job, and he didn't do it. The man who, quote unquote, broke down the silos because of a lack of communication, didn't communicate, clearly. And now they're all having to fly to California instead of flying to Mississippi like they were before, just changing the direction. So, yeah, don't sit here I think the Packers are completely blameless here, because they are not. They have just as much culpability. Rodgers has every right to be frustrated and pissed off. I totally get it. That's my piece on that one. Marshall Duke, thanks for the super chat. Jordan didn't get along with Bulls management during their championship run. Rodgers, Goody, make up, and let's go win some Super Bowls. Marshall, I thought Zach Cruz made a great point yesterday after someone had asked me about this, and I said, you know, I'm sick of it already. It's only been 3 days. Stay, go. I don't give a shit. I'd love to have Rodgers back for one more run, but if not, bring on the Jordan Love era. I'm ready for it. And Zach said, you know, be like last dance coming to Green Bay if they do go on one more run this year, because much like you say, Jordan knew the writing was on the wall. Everyone knew it was going to be their last season together with that team. Could very well play out in Green Bay this year. Do you think Rodgers holds out for a short time to send a message, then returns sometime thereafter? Yeah, it's a possibility. No doubt about it. And, you know, he can be fined for missing that time, but, you know, the Packers would waive those fees. They're not going to actually fine him. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. Do you buy that Rodgers was disappointed that the report came out? I can only take the man at his word. Our first three draft picks actually have a chance at making an impact this season. I like. Yeah, they most certainly do. They're going to get the chance to compete, and that was something we heard repeatedly. And that's actually what I asked Gutekunst about when it came to the Stokes pick. There's no question they are going to be thrown into the fire to compete. Now, no one's going to be handed a job. There's no question about that. Well, there goes my light. But they will certainly be on the field with the ones in the mix, given every chance to win jobs. There's no doubt. Goot mentioned it in his presser, but you see some cheap free agents coming in. Yeah, it's a possibility. I think they still have work to do and things to work through contract-wise with the guys they already have in-house for that to happen. But yes, I think it's a possibility. William, thanks for the super chat. You would think anyone who would know their job is not secure is Rodgers, right? LOL, Favre. I mean, yeah, that's here. I don't think Rodgers is afraid of competition. I don't think that's it. He's just pissed that he wasn't, like, given the heads up, wasn't included. He's Aaron Rodgers. He's pretty fucking good and pretty damn important to everything that goes on in that building, to all the success they've had. I don't think it's too much to tell him that, hey, we could possibly pick your successor in this draft. I just don't think it's crazy. Rodgers is sadistic. You guys are sadistic with all this nonsense. Bart was class. Favre and Rodgers all about themselves. Oh, Danny. I don't know, man. It's hard for me to say much about Brett and Aaron while all we know is what we get through social media and news reports. We don't know the men. You know, I've met them, but, you know, don't know them. Be careful painting with that wider brush. Did we get Kenny enough help? I tell you what, not just at the draft, but the undrafted kid out of Iowa. I'm excited about him. Cord fed bull rush on that defensive line. So we'll see. I mean, along those guys, I know they brought in another defensive tackle in undrafted free agency, and then the development of Kingsley Kiki. We'll see. I'm down for it, though. Would you trade Love if it would fix the issue? No. It's your heir apparent. It's your guy to move on to. No. He's probably pissed at LaFleur, too. All accounts have indicated that is not the case, but maybe. I don't know. Hard to say until we hear from the man himself. They didn't freak out when we drafted Brian Brohm and Matt Flynn. Well, but they drafted Brian Brohm and Matt Flynn. Aaron Rodgers had barely done anything. He wasn't Aaron freaking Rodgers at that point. Do I think Dean Lowry gets cut? I think there's a possibility. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion, but he maybe a June 1st maneuver there. Yeah, it's. I think you can't take it off the table. I don't think it's likely, but it is possible. Yeah, definitely. I'm excited for the Cole Van Lannen. Yeah, got some Wisconsin up in here, right? Brian going the opposite way of Ted back in the day, who really shied away from Wisconsin dudes. Which breakout Packer will make their first Pro Bowl this year? Good question. Rashawn Gary. Did Gary make a Pro Bowl last year? I don't think he did. Did he? Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he? Adrian Amos. If he continues to develop the way he has been, give me Amos in that regard. I don't want to miss any super chats. Didn't miss that one. Okay. Robert, thanks for the super chat. Is A-Rod the type of guy to abandon the team and sit out? We'll find out, Robert. I tend to think he's way too competitive for that nonsense, but I've been wrong before. We'll see. When will we ever draft a great linebacker in the middle? When it makes sense on the board. You know, it's not just, okay, we got to get this position. If it makes sense on the board, they'll pull the trigger. Hasn't made sense on the board. Plus, great linebackers tend to have to be found at the top of the draft and or the top of a round. And the Packers are always picking way back. It's hard, man. But just don't forget, last year the Rams were the number one defense in this scheme with, like, you know, Joe the truck driver, inside linebacker. They're going to be all right. Oh, boy. Who is the favorite addition of the Knights of the Round Table in the secondary? Jair Alexander, King Jair, the Knights of the Round Table. I mean, I'm up with Stokes, man. I love his speed and his physicality, his athleticism. I know the penalties are going to be a worry, but, yeah, I think if he can get right and hit the ground running, he really helps your secondary in a lot of different ways. This has to be the most SEC players the Packers have taken in a draft. Cody, it's interesting you say that. I wanted to ask Brian about that, but didn't get a chance. Because that's his old stomping ground, you know, when he was an area scout. That was his gig. It's I don't know if it's the most. I'm sure the Packers have that on some of their draft notes somewhere on the dope sheet, but They definitely leaned into big programs, if not just SEC, doing that, Ohio State, et cetera. It's clear they wanted guys from big schools who have played a lot, got some bunch of experience under the belts. Speed, baby, SEC. That's where the speed is, right? I'm not picking on this per se, but I do love this kind of thinking. Can you see the Packers signing any vets? Dean Lowry post June cut saves almost $5 million. That's like two vets. Yeah, like Dean Lowry is a vet. Those are the kind of guys that are on the market right now. I mean, again, I wouldn't be surprised if they cut Dean Lowry, but it is kind of funny how another man's trash is another man's treasure. Just signing vets, just to sign them, just keep Dean Lowry. I hear you, but it's just kind of funny. Will the Packers re-sign Snacks? I hope so. I love him, but I doubt it. But who knows? He's sitting out there. I know there was a report initially when the offseason started that he wanted $5 million a year. That probably might take him out of the Packers run, but I hope so. I'd love it. But they really didn't play him last year after they got after they signed him. I think he played like 12 snaps against the Bears and then a handful of snaps the rest of the way. We'll see. I think the Packers not taking Walt Fillior may be the needle that breaks the Aaron Rodgers back. Robert, thanks for the super chat. Describe Joe Barry's personality. Intense, up, ready for it all the time, grinder. Pick one. George, thanks for the super chat. With the old lineman Packers drafted, I think we have a great chance to have one of the best lines again this year if they stay healthy and make strides. Yeah, the development will be key. But yeah, there's suddenly a lot of nice competition along that line. That is going to be some fun to watch over camp. When those pads come on and the guys start fighting for jobs, you know, who ends up where. I'm down for it. Don't count out Yosh yet. Don't watch him get cut today. Thoughts on Sheldon Richardson? I would love Sheldon Richardson to join the Packers. I can't imagine they could ever afford it. But yes, please, Jesus, put Sheldon next to Kenny Clark and let them wreak havoc. I would absolutely love it. Don't think it's going to happen, though. Is Jair built to hold up at the star position? Dave, I totally get that question. I think so. I think he's tough enough. He's shown he's physical. He gets after it. I understand the concern. He's a little shorter. He's not exactly a stocky guy, right? But yeah, I think so. We'll see, though. I mean, they've got some options there. They'll probably prefer to keep him on the outside, but I do think they'll mix and match. Who was it? Somebody I saw on Twitter, I think it was, might have been Ross Uglum, pointed out the number of snaps that Ramsey played in the slot last year comparative to Jair, and it was exponentially more. So maybe the scheme naturally puts him inside a little bit more. But yeah, I think he holds up okay there. I wouldn't be too concerned about it. Oh, Robert, thanks for the super chat. Where is Bakhtiari with the rehab? Well, we had him on the draft show on Thursday night. He seemed to be walking around just fine. He took our Zoom call while his friends were at dinner, and he hopped outside to talk to us. And, you know, he said he's been rehabbing. Looks fine. Looks good. But, you know, they're not going to say anything until they absolutely have to. When the guys get back in the building, I'm sure we'll get some kind of report or update on his knee. But, man, all signs are good. Well, everything's pointing in a good direction. Stanovich is a great coach. Todd, I mean, early returns are fantastic. What a home run hire by Matt LaFleur. No doubt about it. I mean, I remember heading into last year, I was very dubious about this idea of mixing and matching offensive linemen dependent on both, you know, the weekly game plan and the opponent. But damn, if they have not nailed that and done a great job with it and brought along young guys like Runyon hopping in there in week one as a rookie and holding up again in Minnesota. And then just everything he's done as far as developing, you know, Billy Turner, his multiple usage, and Elton Jenkins, and being able to slide guys basically all over the line. It's really impressive. Most of the time that ends in disaster, but for however he's done it, the Packers have made it look almost easy, which is crazy. And it is an absolute testament to the job he's done. No question. Bill, thanks for the super chat. Drafting a cornerback in the first round does not help a quarterback, aside from the two INTs by Jair in the fourth quarter of the NFC Championship game. Bill, why you got to bring us down? Why you got to bring us down, man? Blah, 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 blah. Is Brandy already doing mod work here? You better believe she is. She has been for like a month or more. Did Bakhtiari say anything about the Rodgers situation? No, we didn't ask him about it. Why would we bring on David Bakhtiari to talk to us and ask him about it, Rodgers, and that whole pissing match? No, he did not say anything about the Rodgers situation. I'm never against drafting offensive line or defensive line, just so important in football to win up front. Connor, 1,000,000,000%. Give the man a prize. Couldn't agree more. Got to win in the trenches. Do I have a favorite pick? Not really. I'm happy that all these young men are achieving a dream, and I'm so happy to see them in the green and gold. I can't wait to see them on a football field. But as far as a favorite pick, no, man. They're all Green Bay Packers, and I'm rooting for each and every one of them. I hope they all ascend to greatness and help bring another Lombardi back to 1265 Lombardi. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about that action, boss. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking some Packers. A little extra cheese for you here on a Sunday. Make sure you're sticking around at cheeseheadtv.com. We'll have stuff on this draft class. We've got a ton of content up right now already. Make sure you check that all out. In the meantime, I'll be back tomorrow morning with some Packers daily chat Monday through Friday. There won't be any live trivia tomorrow as I am slated to get my second shot for the vaccination. And if you haven't gotten yours yet, I highly encourage you to do so. We'll be back Tuesday at 5 p.m. with some live Packers trivia, Packers Daily, each and every day, Monday through Friday. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.